This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why Communications Belongs in the C-Suite. Communications belongs in the C-Suite. It always did. What happened? A growing body of business analysis now argues that communications should be treated as a core executive function, not a support service bolted onto marketing or HR. The argument is straightforward. Companies that elevate their communications leaders to the C-suite make better decisions, faster, and with fewer public disasters. This is not a new idea. It is simply one that most organizations have been too short-sighted to act on. The communication angle. Here is the real problem. Most companies treat communications like a fire extinguisher. It sits on the wall, ignored, until something is burning. Then everyone panics, grabs it, and wonders why the damage is already done. That is not a communication strategy. That is a communications apology tour. The organizations that get this right do one specific thing differently. They put the communicator in the room before the decision is made, not after. When a CEO makes a major strategic call, whether it is a layoff, a merger, or a product pivot, the first question should not be how do we announce this. It should be how will our people, our customers, and the market actually hear this. Those are completely different questions, and only one of them saves you from a crisis. The communication failure most executives make is confusing clarity with volume. They think if they say something loudly enough or often enough, it lands. It does not. What lands is the moment your audience feels that you understand their specific concern before you ask them to accept your decision. That requires the communicator to be in the strategic conversation early, mapping stakeholder reactions as part of the decision architecture itself. Think about any major corporate stumble in the last decade. Almost every single one shares the same autopsy report. Leadership made a decision in a vacuum. Legal approved the language, and communications was handed a grenade with a pin already pulled. The communications team then spent weeks doing damage control. Could have been avoided entirely if someone with message expertise had been at the table during the strategy session. Elevating communications to the C-suite is not about giving someone a fancier title. It is about treating the question, how will this be received, as equally important as is this profitable and is this legal. Those three questions, answered together, are how you run an organization that does not regularly embarrass itself. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on strategic framing gives you a framework for sequencing your message so that your audience's biggest objection is addressed before it even forms. Most people build their communication around what they want to say. The chapter shows you how to build it around what your audience is already afraid to hear. The takeaway. Before your next major internal or external announcement, schedule a 20-minute conversation with your communications lead before the decision is finalized, not after. Bring two things, the decision you're leaning toward, and a list of the three audiences most affected. Ask your communications person one question. What is the worst interpretation someone could make of this? And how do we address it upfront? That single conversation will save you more than any crisis management firm you hire later. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.